Well, again, it was an opportunity for our group to go back out for the second day of mandatory mini camp, and I think our guys are they're giving me everything they have, and we're practicing a lot of different situations so that our team understands situational football and just how easy it is to lose a game if you don't understand how to deal with the different situations. So we put them in a lot of different situations today, taught them some things, about the game, had some teaching moments, which I think is very important as well. But I think the most important thing is we're trying to expose our team to any and everything that can happen in a football game so that when it does happen that we have a lot of poise, that we've kind of rehearsed it a little bit so that we can deal with those things as we move forward. Because we know winning these games in the National Football League comes down to that. You know, it comes down to who can take the ball away from the other team's offense, who can keep the ball, as far as our offense is concerned, who can play great special teams, and who can eliminate the self-inflicted wounds, that happens to football teams. So we're going to work at that each and every day, and we'll continue to do so through training camp until it's time for us to really play a game and test it. So I think our guys are doing well.
There are a lot of things that matter: preparation, attitude, approach. There's also ability. At what point, you've been doing this a long time, when in the year do you know if you have enough talent, if you have enough ability?
Well, I think, obviously once we start playing real games, you have a pretty good feel. And there's no question I'm going to have a feel before the end of DD. I think you're right. I mean, I know what good football players look like, what they play like, what they act like, how they work. And, I feel very comfortable and confident where we are right now. But I think, as we all know, this is just the start of our team. What the team's going to be once we get to September, no one knows that. Right now there's a lot of things that can happen between now and then. But the core of the team, you're right, is here. And I feel good in some areas. I feel some areas we need to continue to keep improving as players. We can get better. There's a lot of players here that I still think can take another step, through the summer, through the off season, through training camp, in order to get themselves to where they need to be for the season. So, it's a good question. But at the same time, I think we got a real good nucleus of men that's going to have an opportunity to represent this organization well.
Going on with Connor Buffelli and Shelton and maybe some other defenders, and I know coaches have different philosophies. Some coaches have different philosophies on fighting and practice. So where do you kind of stand on that?
I'm not for fighting. I mean, we can't fight in the game. In the new rule, if something happens like that, you can be kicked out of the game. So you get two personal foul penalties, you're out. So it was a teaching moment for our football team, and we'll leave it at that. But men are going to be men, and there sometimes those things happen. But it wasn't a fight. It was just a conversation. Got a little rowdy, and we were able to get it slowed down. But those guys are, again, they're competing. Things happen like that sometimes, and we'll always talk about those things. We're not going to play the Cleveland Browns this year. No, we play the opponents, so I think our guys understand that.
You kind of inherited Joe Thomas's practice schedule. Can you just talk about how comfortable you are with him getting days off here and there?
Very, because I understand it and know exactly what it is. And I think it's a little bit different than what everybody thinks. I think Joe has done a tremendous job here. And Joe will be the first to tell you there's certain things that he knows that I expect from him, and he's done them all. The beautiful part, he's here every day, and he doesn't have to be. And I know this guy's 9 years, don't miss much of anything. And my job is to make sure he can get to the game and play as well as he can play, but making sure that he's prepared to play and has done enough work. And I will feel very comfortable with that. It's not so much I inherited his schedule as that I've inherited a really good player. And I know exactly, and he knows exactly what it is he needs to do. And I'm very comfortable with our medical staff, our strength and conditioning staff, of our conversations about how to get him to where he needs to be so he can play great.
Earlier today that one of his teammates was complimenting his work ethic. When you look at Robert, is he someone who's actively trying to eliminate previous perceptions about him or try to win over teammates in any way?
I don't look at it as winning over teammates or if he's even worried about a perception. I think what he's trying to do is be the best football player he can be. And I think he understands our environment and what our expectations are. I don't think it has anything to do with his past. I mean, the past is just that. It's the past. I think he's building a great future for himself. And I think he's understanding and taking the thought process of the demands that it takes to play the position so that he's prepared to play. And I, you know, kudos to him. He's done a great job.
What do you see in his teammates and how they respond to him?
It's been great. I mean, I haven't noticed any issues with Robert, and I wouldn't anticipate there would be, you know. From a long time ago, our first conversations till now, he's been, I've said it before, he's been outstanding. He's growing each and every day, and I'm sure you guys see it on the football field. I mean, the guy is, he's getting better. And I think a lot of our players are getting better, not just him, but I think, you know, around our football team, that's what we try to do as coaches, try to get, you know, each and every player that's here the best we can get them to give ourselves a chance to have success.
You, Robert, we saw him have so much success at the very outset of his career, playing in sort of a non-traditional offensive system with a style that may or may not have been sustainable for very long. From what you see of him now, is he suited to be more of a pocket passer if that's what you want out of him? Can he succeed in that kind of system, or does he still need to sort of gradually move into that style?
I think Robert can do whatever we ask him to do. I think he's demonstrating that every day. I think he's getting better in some things. You know, I think there's always things that players, you know, Robert, everybody can get better at each and every day. And I think he's chasing those things to get better at them. But I don't have any reservations of anything in our offense that he can't do. Or there's some things he does better right today, and I think he'll be better at some other things by the time we get to training camp. There's no question. But I think that's every football player's charge, you know, across the National Football League. So he's done well. I mean, I know every day, like I said, when I come in here, it's really about him. I get it. But we have some other quarterbacks and other receivers and linemen and defense and special teams that I think they're all getting better. And that's kind of really the focus of our football team right now.
Admittedly, from this side of the desk, it's amateur analysis, but it looks like Josh McCown is throwing the ball better than all the other quarterbacks.
You're entitled to your opinion. I respect your opinion. And my opinion is I think all of our quarterbacks are throwing the ball pretty well. I think all of our quarterbacks have improved. And I would expect Josh to throw the ball as well as he does. He's been playing football in this league for a long time, you know. But I also watched Robert today throw the ball really well. Watch Austin throw the ball really well. I've seen some plays that Cody made that were pretty well. So there's a lot of – I mean, I know we get so focused in on certain things that guys are doing, but I think as a whole, I watch our football team. I watch the player as a whole. It's not just one throw. It's every throw. You know, we're evaluating each and everything they do, and I think all the guys are spinning the ball pretty good. I think they've gotten better. I think they're getting used to what my expectation is, how to play the position the way I see it through my eyes. And I think Pep's done a great job of preparing these guys each and every day, and they've come out and done a great job of accepting the challenge.
When you go in with your staff and the players and you look at the practice film, how do you really evaluate, you know, what you're seeing out there when they're either doing it on air, 50% speed, or
50% speed? I didn't see that. That's new for me. That's a new one. The players probably wouldn't like to hear you say that.
They were just kind of going a little slower, but I guess the point is, how do you really evaluate, you know, what you're seeing when there's no live defense out there, you know, for them simulating a lot of that?
We have the same issue as the 31 other teams, you know. That's the rules. But there are so many different ways of, you know, evaluating. I mean, again, the situational football part of it, you know, the fundamentals and techniques that we asked our players to do in a consistent basis. There's so many other ways of evaluating the players, but then, you know, when I do watch the team situation, it's full speed, as fast as they can go without taking anybody to the ground. So they do go very fast and very hard, and probably if we're slowed down, it's probably a teaching session, you know, because I don't go very slow around here. I think we kind of go, and we'll kind of always be that way, because that's just the only way to be good. I mean, players have to play at a full speed pace, and guys have to execute at a full speed pace, so just no other way.
Coombs hurt, or is he going to be out in
an
extended period of time?
No, he won't be out extended period of time. Obviously, sometimes guys get a little tweak, and as I tell you, we take care of guys and try to make sure they're okay. And he's done a great job. He's out here the other day kicking, you know. And so the guy has something that we want to make sure that we get it behind us. That's just how we go about it, which has been good.
What do you
experienced, a lot of veteran guys. Mm-hmm. The wide receiver room is kind of the opposite. Do you kind of look at the quarterback room and expect them to kind of take some of these receivers and kind of help them to learn how to be offense and whatnot?
The great quarterbacks in the National Football League, they mold the offensive football team, not just, you know, the receivers. They mold the team. They mold the group. You know, that's one of the hats. You guys ask me things I'm looking for. That's another one of the prerequisites for playing quarterback for us. You know, that guy's kind of the Pied Piper for a little bit of everything. But, yeah, I expect that room to take receivers, whether old, young, you know, whatever that is, and show them exactly how we do it, because that's their responsibility.
How do you think they've done thus far?
I think they've done a good job. I think we've seen Corey Coleman get better, you know, over the last several days. I think, obviously, I mean, it was Marlon Moore's making plays all over the place. Terrell Pryor's making plays. You know, Hawkins is Hawk. He's making plays. So I think all of those guys accepted the challenge, you know. But, again, I think it is a quarterback-driven system for us, and it is about the quarterback making sure that these guys function at a high level all the time for them,